Hello everyone, and welcome to 10 Today, Series 2, Session Number 1. These are short 10-minute physical activity routines which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood, and very importantly, they are designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance, and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down, and so on. These simple routines will help you with that. Just take them at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down, so just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. If you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull in your tummy when you're bending your back. And just breathe normally throughout these activities. We want you all to do these activities safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. If you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy, or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions on the 10 Today website at 10today.co.uk. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair that you can sit upright in, with a straight back and with your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just keep your feet hip width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes for balance. We hope you enjoy 10 Today. So we're just going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So briefly tap along each arm, one at a time in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm, and your wrist. Do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, just quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees for a few seconds. You should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. So we're going to start with supporting the spine. This one works the upper body, so just face forwards and keep your back nice and straight. If you're sitting, remember to keep both feet flat on the floor. Now raise both arms straight up in the air, pushing up towards the sky and with your palms facing upwards. Then breathe both arms down together, turning your palms downwards and keep pushing them down towards the floor. And again, raise both arms straight up, extending them towards the ceiling, palms facing up and then coming down, with palms facing down and pushing towards the floor. Do this a few more times now. Try to get your arms as straight as you can. You can reach higher if you are able to, and you can really push down, but always make sure you feel comfortable. There are lots of benefits to this one. It's good for your arms and shoulders, also your back and chest, as well as your wrists. Next, it's knee to core. This movement's great for improving your balance. If you're standing, you can hold on to a sturdy chair for balance. So, in the usual starting position, with your feet hip width apart and shoulders relaxed, just face forwards with your arms down by your sides and keep your back nice and straight. Now lift your right leg, bending your knee and raising it towards your chest. Hold that position briefly and bring your foot down to the floor again. Now lift up your left leg, raise your knee towards your chest, hold briefly and bring it down again. Repeat this a few more times. It's a bit like marching on the spot, but slower and with both arms down by your sides. If you want to work a little harder, you can lift your legs higher just as far as is comfortable, and you can lean slightly towards your knees to put a bit of a pull in your lower back. Just alternate your legs, lifting up and back down. This is good for your legs, hips and core muscles. Now it's time for Through the Mist. This one's like swimming the breaststroke. So stretch both your arms out directly in front of you at shoulder height and with your palms facing outwards a few inches apart. Then, keeping your feet facing forward, twist your upper body to the left. Now pull both arms back in line with your shoulders and bend your elbows, then push your arms out again, just as if you're doing a breaststroke or trying to part the mist. So again, facing to the left, arms straight out and palms facing out. Pull back your arms, bend your elbows, then start again. We'll do a few more on the left and then repeat the movement on your right side. Don't put too much stress on your knees. So both arms stretched out in front of you, feet facing forwards. Twist to the side, then pull those arms back. You can lean more into it if you like, and you can pull your arms further back against your shoulder blades. A couple more now. Great work. This is really good for the chest, shoulders, arms, and core. The next one is called Charge Fists. This is a martial arts type of movement that works your chest and core, arms and shoulders. So whether you're standing or sitting, make two fists and bend both arms at the elbow as if you're getting ready for a fight, bringing your fist up towards your shoulders. Then just push your right arm forward, keeping it nice and straight at shoulder level. Pull it back towards your body and then punch forward with your left arm. So carry on with this. You're just punching forward with one arm at a time, alternating your arms each time. You can lean into it and put a bit of power and aggression into that punching arm if you like, or punch a little higher. Now it's time for high toes. So facing forwards with your feet a comfortable distance apart, just raise both heels off the ground, going up into the balls of your feet and raising both arms at the same time, bending them down at the elbow as you raise them up. Then bring your heels and arms back down again at the same time. And do this again, keeping it nice and slower, the slower the better. This is good for your balance and your core, and you should feel it pulling your calves. Just keep going slowly up and down into the balls of your feet and a bit higher into your toes if you can. If you're seated, you can lean slightly forwards in your chair and feel it going through your legs. The next one is forest to sky. So lean forward slightly, and if you're standing, bend your knees a little way. Now, with a nice sweeping movement, lower your right arm down towards your left leg. Then sweep your arm slowly back up to the right as you straighten up, stretching your arm above your head. Then bring it back down to your side and swap to the other arm. So lean forwards, bend your knees, and this time lower your left arm down towards your right leg and sweep it back up again to the left. So keep going with this, alternating your arms, lowering one arm at a time down towards the opposite leg and stretching it back up high and then back down by your side. This is good for your back, shoulders, arms and core. Now it's connect with the earth. Starting from the usual position with your feet hip width apart and arms down by your sides. Bend both wrists upwards so your fingers point forwards and your palms face down. Then, bending your knees at the same time, push your arms down towards the floor. Then straighten up and pull your arms back with the palms still facing down and elbows bent, tucking them in close to the sides of your body. Repeat this a few more times. If you're seated, press down through your feet and also focus on the arm movements, pushing down and pulling up. Keep going, just a couple more times. Well done. Now it's time for weighing the grain. Raise both arms and stretch them out to each side, keeping them at shoulder level, palms facing down. Then tilt so that one arm goes up as the other comes down, a bit like an aeroplane. Then come back to the center and tilt to the other side, just as if you're weighing the grain on each arm. Alternate from left to right for a few more times. This one's great for your arms, hips, legs and chest, as well as your shoulders. To make it more challenging, try to make one arm go lower and the other go higher. Great. The next one is called the border and beyond. From the usual starting position, step your right foot forward with the knee slightly bent into a lunge position with your training leg naturally raised on its toes. Take care that your bent knee isn't further forward than your toes. Then stretch your arms out together in front of you with your palms facing forward in a pushing motion, as if you're blocking or pushing someone away. Keep your arms straight and at shoulder height, and then step back, bringing your arms back at the same time. Then switch to the left leg, stepping forward into a lunge and pushing your arms out in front, nice and slowly. Keep going with this, alternating your legs between right and left. You can do a longer or deeper lunge if you're able to, with nice high arms. These movements work your back, arms, shoulders, legs and core muscles. And the last exercise is kick across. If you're standing for this one, you can hold on to something sturdy, like a chair or a kitchen work surface to help you balance. So with a straight back, raise your right leg a few inches off the floor, keeping it as straight as you can, and just kick that leg across the front of the other. Bring your foot back to the floor and switch to the left leg, just kicking across and alternating your legs. Keep going with this for a few more times. Only move within your capabilities and make smaller movements if you need to. If you're comfortable and want to work a bit harder, you can kick a bit higher. As well as helping your balance, this is great for your legs and buttocks. So that's it for the exercises. Well done! We're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms up above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can. Shake it out in the air for a second or two. Raise the other leg and shake that one out too. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. So that's the end of the session. Great work, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 today, just 3 times a week, can have positive benefits for your physical health and improve your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better, so do keep going. You can also watch videos of all the sessions at 10today.co.uk.